Coming up on episode number 545, we continue our cover story treatment with another artist, one that you may not be familiar with, but one that I'm really happy to introduce you to, just as he was introduced to me in the middle of last year by a listener named Jen Schmidt. Thank you, Jen, for telling me about The Magnetic Fields, The Sixths, The Future Bible Heroes, and The Gothic Archies. All have one person in common who's the driving force behind all four of those bands, Stephen Merritt, whose birthday is this month. I believe it is the 16th, but I'm not 100% sure. I'll know when we come back. Yeah, the 16th, 1966, January 16th. Let's go ahead and get started. The cover story for Stephen Merritt, as well as trivia. It's all coming up right now on Coverville.
Just getting rougher, cover me. Come on, baby, cover me. Well, I'm looking for a little hoo-hoo. Come on in and cover me.
Greetings from Coverville. For a Thursday night, it is January 22nd, 2008. My name is Brian Abbott. Welcome to another edition of Coverville. Another cover story edition, I should say, where we take an artist and we look at several different interpretations of that artist's music. Tonight we're looking at Stephen Merritt, and predominantly covers of The Magnetic Fields. We're also going to hear a cover by Stephen Merritt as part of his band The Future Bible Heroes, but that'll be later on in the show. And we've got a special Magnetic Fields edition of Musically Challenged, but I've been assured by the person who wrote it that it is going to be easy for people like me who are not super familiar with The Magnetic Fields. I was just introduced to him in the middle of last year by a listener named Jen. Turned me on to a lot of their stuff. As a matter of fact, she kind of gave me a listing of songs to use as the starter's guide, and so I went to iTunes and made my own playlist and bought all that stuff, and I really, really love what I heard. And if you've been following the show, you know that there is a Magnetic Fields cover that I have been playing a couple different renditions of, and that is The Book of Love. And just so happens that we're going to start off tonight's show with a cover of The Book of Love. The two versions I've played before by Peter Gabriel and Mike Doughty, both were a little bit on the slower side, a little bit more acoustic. The version I'm going to play right now, as recommended by listener Joe in Boston, is a little bit more electric. It's performed by a group called Now It's Overhead from their 2004 album, Wall in a Line. Here is The Book of Love.
Thank you.
Oh,
That is Bell, B'EHL, from a Japanese release called Bright Eyes with their cover of 100,000 Fireflies, originally by the Magnetic Fields, as most of the songs are on tonight's show. Before that, This is Ivy League with a special cover song they recorded and sent out to a bunch of people, including me. You and Me and the Moon. I love that track. I love the how up it is and feeling. It's just great. And then we start off the set with Now It's Overhead from their 2004 album Wait in a Line. I think I said Wall in a Line, and that just goes to show you that my eyesight is starting to fail. Wait in a Line is the name of the album. The song is The Book of Love, and like I said, the performer is Now It's Overhead. Well, Coverville is brought to you by Bluehost tonight. Bluehost, the hosting service that I've used for Coverville since the very beginning. Their customer service and feature offerings are better than ever, so you need to go check them out. Unlimited bandwidth, unlimited storage space, 2,000 pop IMAP email addresses, and you get all of this for $7 a month, including domain registration if you don't already have your domain registered. It's an unbelievable deal. Now, make sure that you use the link in the show notes when you go sign up for this, because that's the only way that they can track it back to Coverville. So go check them out, and then when you're ready to order, come back to Coverville, click the link, and then sign up, and everybody, including me, will be happy. But you'll be happy too. Bluehost.com. All right, getting to another suggestion. I believe this is another suggestion from Joe in Boston. Thank you, Joe, for some of these recommendations. They're fantastic. This one is called Born on a Train, and it is by Two-Handed Engine. We'll get to Corby Linker in just a moment. Two-Handed Engine from their 2008, brand new 2008 album, Good Misdeeds. You know, it's 2009, so it's at least a year old. Anyway, from their album last year called Good Misdeeds, here's Two-Handed Engine with Born on a Train. Thank you.
Twisted point of view, my. I like you questioning eyebrows. You've made it pretty clear what you'd like. It's only fair to tell you now that I leave early in the morning. And I won't be back till next year. I see that kiss me pucker forming, but maybe you should plug it with a beer. 'Cause Papa was a rodeo, Mama was a rock and roll band. I could play guitar and rope a steer before I learned to stand. Homeless anywhere with diesel gas, love was a trucker's hand. I never stuck around long enough for a one night stand. Before you kiss me, you should know Papa was a rodeo. Reflecting off the mirror ball, looks like a thousand swirling eyes. They make me think I shouldn't be here at all. You know, every minute someone dies. What are we doing in this dive bar? Live in a place like this. Why don't you just get into my car and I'll take you away. I'll take that kiss now. But Papa was a rodeo, my Mama was a rock and roll band. I could play guitar and rope a steer before I learned to stand. Anywhere with diesel gas, love was a trucker's hand. I never stuck around long enough for a one night stand. Before you kiss me, you should know Papa was a rodeo. Now it's 55 years later. We've had the romance of the century. After all these years wrestling gators, I still feel like crying when I think of what you said to me. Papa was a rodeo, Mama was a rock and roll band. Play guitar and rope a steer before I learned to stand. Home was anywhere with diesel gas, love was a trucker's hand. I never stuck around long enough for a one night stand. Before you kiss me, you should know Papa was a rodeo. Ooh, what a coincidence, your Papa but I've no hope of falling in love. The rest of life is insignificant. I'm looking for somebody with whom to dance, with whom to dance, with whom to dance. I'm looking for somebody with whom to dance. Rings and strings, what use have I for these things? Bells and carousels, I must be fooling myself. The rest of life pales in significance. I'm looking for somebody with whom to dance, with whom to dance, with whom to dance. I'm looking for somebody with whom to dance. And you, you look like heaven. An angel stepped from a dream. 777 times lovelier than anything I've ever seen. The rest of life is insignificant. I'm looking for somebody with whom to dance, with whom to dance, with whom to dance. I'm looking for somebody with whom to dance.
That is With Whom to Dance. A beautiful song there, performed by Astrud from the 2006 release Algo Canvas. Just a gorgeous song there, and I think you can find that one in iTunes. I wasn't able to locate a copy on Amazon for you. Before that, Papa Was a Rodeo by Corby Lanker. This was a request by Kevin out at CSU. Great suggestion. You'll find that as a single download at Amazon if you want to buy the MP3 for only 99 cents. Excellent track there. And we start off that set with Born on a Train by The Two-Handed Engine from their 2008 release, Good Misdeeds. And with that, let's go ahead and jump right into the last set here. We'll kick things off with a track by The Loaded Whispers from their 2008 album, Obliterate the Myths. Here is I Don't Believe in the Sun.
And it's usually raining too. Nothing at all. I seen you sadly weeping. The sweetest thing I ever saw was you asleep and dreaming. Oh, you might not be beautiful, but it's not for me. I don't know if you're beautiful, because I love you too much. I've seen you laugh at nothing at all. I've seen you sadly weeping. The sweetest thing I ever saw was you asleep and dreaming. I've seen you when your ship came in, and when your train was leaving. The sweetest thing I ever saw was you asleep and dreaming.
Much is true, but even then I know.
Future Bible Heroes with their cover of the Human League's Don't You Want Me. You'll find that on a 2000 compilation tribute to the Human League called Reproductions, and features right there Stephen Merritt, I believe, doing the vocals there, doing half of the vocals, I should say. Before that, you heard Ursula Motter and Wolfgang Lexner from their 2008 release Goodnight, You Moonlight Baby, with their cover of Asleep and Dreaming, and began that set with I Don't Believe in the Sun by The Loaded Whispers from their 2008 release Obliterate the Myths. Well, Tina is here for a little musically challenged. We haven't done this in a while.
That's true.
And usually these are at the end of the All Request shows, but Megan emailed and said, hey, if you're doing a Magnetic Fields cover story, I've got a musically challenged for you.
Wow.
Yes. I know you're a huge fan of the Magnetic Fields, and so you'll be able to get all these.
I have no clue.
You've never even heard those two words together.
No, so I should do quite well.
Yes. Actually, she assured me that you don't have to be a Magnetic Fields fan to get these.
Okay.
So should we jump in?
Yes.
All right.
Hi, Brian and Tina.
Hi,
this
Megan.
This is Megan, and I'm doing a special version of Musically Challenged to go with your Magnetic Fields show today. I've selected 5 songs, all of which have been covered by the Magnetic Fields or one of Stephen Merritt's other side projects, like The Sixths or The Future Bible Heroes. That's really hard to say. Your job is to pick what the song is titled and, if possible, who the original composer was, but that might be kind of tricky, though I think Brian might do pretty well at this. I think this is kind of tricky, maybe a little bit, but I usually don't get all the answers that you guys do, so let's give it a try. I'm going to play all the songs through twice, and then I'll give you the answers. Number one.
Okay, you got that one?
All I can think of is Moulin Rouge.
They may have sung that
they
in
did.
Moulin Rouge.
Exactly.
You've sung it, or at least you've drummed to it in Rock Band.
Yeah.
It's Heroes, originally by David Bowie, I believe.
Yep, exactly. Yep.
Oh, okay, you would have gotten that, huh?
As soon as you said Heroes, it's like I knew.
Very good. All right.
Two. No one else could ever take your place. Number
two. Oh,
that's a good one.
I know, it sounds like New Order or Depeche Mode.
Yeah, pretty much you've got the right genre.
Exactly.
It was Human.
Okay.
I'm only human.
Yep.
Human League cover there. It was Human League, right, that did Human? It wasn't, yeah. Pretty sure that was Human League. Okay.
Okay.
Number three. I wouldn't have to work hard.
If I Were a Rich Man.
Very good. By?
I don't know.
I don't know who that was by either. Should we say The Fiddler on the Roof, or should we say Zero Mostel, or? All right.
Number four.
That reminds me of Leonard Cohen.
Could be. Yeah, that one I didn't recognize, so you may have that one, definitely. All right.
And here's the last one.
Oh, see, I was trying to find that cover for this show, so... All right, you know the song though, right?
I can't think of it. I know the song, but
yeah,
I don't.
It's Greensleeves.
Okay.
I don't know who the composer is on that one. That one goes way back to. I don't know.
Okay.
But Greensleeves, and man, I got to try. Let me know, Megan, where you've got that, or where I can pick up a copy of that, because I was looking for that cover right there. All right. Oh, she's going to go through them one more time. So I guess we'll just sit back and
relax.
Number one. Number two. No one else could ever take your place. Number three. I wouldn't have to work hard. Da, 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 da. Number four. This is my love. This is my favorite worth a point of view. And here's the last one. So how was that? I hope it wasn't too hard. I hope it was kind of fun. The first song was Heroes, originally by David Bowie. The Magnetic Fields performed it on a cover album called Crash Course for the Ravers, which was all cover songs of David Bowie. Hmm. The second song was Human, originally performed by the Human League from the album Reproductions.
Okay, now let's see here, because I played what I thought was the track by the Future Bible Heroes from Reproductions. Hold on, I gotta look really quickly here. Were there two tracks and I just missed it?
I have no idea.
Oh, Lloyd check. Cole. Lloyd Cole and the Sixths. Yeah, sure enough. So so that one's featuring Lloyd Cole, too, from the Commotions on vocals.
Okay.
Very cool. All right.
It was performed by the Sixth featuring Lloyd Cole. The third song is...
You don't say.
If you just wait a minute.
Yeah, I guess so.
If I Were a Rich Man from Fiddler on the Roof, it was part of a compilation the Knitting Factory put together, I don't know, a few years ago, called Knitting on the Roof, which featured all songs from Fiddler on the Roof. Song number four is I Die, You Die by Gary Numan. I have not heard this song before, so I would never have gotten it, but maybe you did. I don't know. It's from Random... And the fifth song is Love is Blue, a cover of L'Amore Bleu, which was being performed by the Future Bible Heroes off their EP Lonely Days. Originally, this was the Luxembourgish entry for the 1967 Eurovision Song Competition. I had no idea about that. So, good luck. I hope it was kind of fun. I'd like to do one of these again sometime. Thanks.
I'd like that too. Okay, so Love is Blue. I thought that was Greensleeves. Am I confused about my melodies there?
Apparently.
All right, well, I'm going to have to look that one up, too. Maybe that's why I couldn't find it, because I was looking for the wrong name. All right, well, with that, we are going to bring this edition of Coverville to a close. Cue up the music, boys. Let's see here. We'll be back maybe Sunday with an all-request show. Maybe next Tuesday. I still haven't figured out if now that the holidays are over, if I can go back to doing a three-show a week schedule, but we'll see
hopefully
if it works
you'll
out.
Feel better next week.
Golly, no kidding, I've been down with the rockin' pneumonia and the boogie woogie flu. No, it turns out it's what, the croup is what
you got? Croup.
I got croup. Is it the croup or croup?
Croup.
Croup. Okay. Motley Croup.
It's so, not like you got the flu.
No. Oh, no. Not like the flu. Croup.
Yep, croup.
Anyway, so we'll be back within the next week. It'll be a little bit shorter distance than it has been earlier this month till the next show. Until then, this is Brian Abbott saying that just about covers it for tonight. Thanks for listening, and we'll see you next time. Bye-bye. Coverville is a proud member of the Backbeat Media Podcast Network, and bandwidth for Coverville was provided by Cachefly, CacheFly, cachefly.com.